1, 2, 3, 4. Welcome to another Guitar Noise podcast. My name is David Hodge. I'm the managing editor of Guitar Noise. That's www.guitarnoise.com on the internet. And we're going to continue on with our exploration of strumming, so grab your guitars and a pencil, something to write with, and we'll get right to it, okay? Last time out, we were working on the traditional song, I Wish I Was in London, or Handsome Molly, as the actual title of it is called. And what I'd like to do today is to continue on with some of the ideas that we're using last time. The whole purpose of this is to use all the different little techniques that we've developed throughout all the podcasts, add them to basic strumming so that when we play a song, we can basically use whatever pattern our heart desires or whatever pattern our fingers decide to fall into and not worry about getting so hung up on one pattern that we end up sounding robotic. So last time out, we learned the song Handsome Molly, and again, the chord sheet for that is in the Guitar Noise blog. You can find that there under Podcast 14. And we started out with basic strumming. We added some bass notes. We also added some hammers to our bass notes. And towards the end of the podcast, we're winding up adding some cross picking, little kind of fancy fill on the D chord. Now, what I'd like to do is actually take a kind of step, I don't know if it's backwards or sideways, and go back to our basic strumming pattern, because I think that this whole idea of cross-picking is something that some of you are concerned about, and I want to get a little bit, I want to give you a little bit more comfort to it, to realize that it's not really all that magical. It's just a matter of basically keeping your own strumming going and just not hitting whole chords, just hitting single strings or sometimes two strings, making what's known as a partial chord. So let's start out with our G chord. And the very basic pattern that we were using was hitting the bass note on the first beat, one, and. Then for two, we're going to go down and up, down, up. So it's one and two and. On three, we skip. And then we come up on the end of three, and then down and up for four. Four and. Okay? So one and two and three and four and. One and two and three and four and. One and two and three and four and. All right. Now, from here, what I want to do is I want to mix this up a little bit with cross-picking. And there are a lot of ways that we can do this. So bear with me here, because this is, again, it's easier to show somebody than try to explain it with just words. Well, fortunately, we don't have just words. We've also got a guitar, so we can try this a couple of ways. The first way I'm going to do this is kind of alternate measures. Okay, so our first measure is going to be exactly what we just did. One and two and three and four and. Now, for our second measure, I'm going to cross pick. And basically what I want to do in order to keep from getting really, really confused and to make it as easy as possible, I'm just going to go down, up, down, up, down, up, make all, well, four, down, up, down, up, down, up, down, up, one and two and three and four and, But instead of going for the whole chord, I'm just going to use my pick to get either individual strings or, you know, I might accidentally hit two strings and maybe even three strings as far as it goes, that whole partial chord thing we talked about. For the one, I'm going to hit the bass note, the root note, the low E string where my finger's on the third fret. Now, after this, it's pretty much where you want to go, okay? But what it usually tends up happening is I end up going from our low to something mid to high. And that means either usually the G string or the B string, one and. Well, that's the B string. And two and. Okay? So I'm going to go low, kind of middle high. And then for two, I'm hitting the D string, so that would be middle. And then on the and of two, coming up again, I just caught the high E string and the B string. One and two and. One and two and. Okay? One and two and. Three and four and. Okay? Let's try that again. One and two and three. That time I heard to hit the G string instead of D string. Doesn't really matter. Because again, you get the whole chord. There's the G string. Now here's the D string. D string. G string. Potato, potato. So, mixing the two measures. I'm going to do this very slowly. First strumming, one measure. Then cross-picking one measure. And then repeat as needed, okay? So one and two and three and four and one and two and three. Four and one and two and three and four and one and two and three. Four and one and two and three and four and one and two and three. Four and you do. All right. Now, one of the things I'm going to say right off the bat, that sounds pretty stiff. And one of the reasons it sounds stiff is because I am so worried about not hitting the right strings that I'm more concerned about that than just to making it sound good. Okay? So, this time out, I am going to do the same idea. First strumming, then cross-picking, then strumming, then cross-picking. But I am not going to worry about which strings I'm cross-picking, okay? So the bad news is I'm not going to tell you exactly what I'm doing. The good news is you shouldn't care, okay? And you shouldn't care what you're doing as long as you're keeping the beat and you've got your fingers on the chords, it will sound fine. So let's give it a try. One and two and three and four and one and two and three and four and one and two and four and one and two and three and four and one. Now, we can also change our cross-picking pattern around. Instead of going down, up, down, up, down, up, down, up, we can go down, up, up, down, up, up, down, up. Or just about any combination that you want or that you feel comfortable with being able to do in terms of cross-picking pattern. And you can also change your cross-picking pattern from one timeout to the next. So if we go back and alternate, first one measure of strumming, then one measure of cross-picking, and I'll just use the first pattern for the for the first time through, and then I'm going to go back to strumming, and then I'm going to pick a totally different version of cross picking. So we're going to have four measures in a row, see what happens. So one, and two, and three, and four, and one, and two, and three, and four, and one. As you can hear, the possibilities of being able to come up with different patterns are going to be numerous, okay? I don't want to say endless because I'm sure that there's a finite number somewhere, no matter how big it is. But the whole thing, again, is you have lots of different things at your disposal. So when we're playing the song, part of being able to switch between strumming and cross-picking is really going to depend on how comfortable, if you're singing along with this, you feel with singing and changing off to cross-picking or just keeping with strumming. What I want to do to start out with is I'm going to start by going with the strumming. I'm going to go to the cross-picking, and I probably will do, since there's three measures of G to start, two different cross-picking patterns before ending up on D. So it'd be one, two, three. I wish I was in London, some other seaport town, setting my foot on a steamship and sail the ocean round. And you see there how I mixed up the cross picking with the strumming in order to make it all fit in. Now, if I were to play that again, well, I can play it again right now, it's going to be totally different patterns. And the reason for that is because I can't really tell you what I did last time. I have not written it out, and I'm not following that particular pattern. Why? Because of the fact that that's not what's important. What's important is being able to keep the beat and to being able to change one way to the other. So here we go again. One, two, three. I wish I was in London, some other seaport town. I set my foot on a steamship and sailed the ocean. Second half, I switched off. I started with the cross-picking pattern, then went with strumming, and then back to cross-picking. Again, when you get yourself comfortable being able to switch between one and the other, you know, it's a matter of what do you feel like? Or you don't even think about it when you're doing it. It's just a matter that your hand decides, oh, I'm going to just switch the patterns up on you. And it's great because of the fact that, again, it becomes very organic and you start just getting into the music and not worrying about it so much because of the fact that it's all a matter of keeping the rhythm and you're good with keeping the rhythm, okay? When you're comfortable making the switch between cross-picking and strumming every measure, the next thing that you would want to try, just to give yourself kind of a little bit more of a test or a little bit more of a challenge, would be switching it every two beats. So if I'm using my basic strumming pattern as a template, I have one, two, and that's our strum. We've got our bass on one, and then we have down and up on two. Two, and. Now, for the last two beats, three and four, and I could use four eighth notes going down, up, to finish that off with cross picking. So 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 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 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and... I can also use a different pattern if I wanted to for the eighth notes. I could also lay off of the first down on three, since when we were doing our strumming before, we were not hitting that. We were going one, two, and three, and four, and. So one of the easiest things to do, since I'm really into that pattern to begin with, is go down, down, up, four, or bass down, up for our first two beats, then on three and four, and skip the three, and then just have up, down, up for my cross-picking. Something like this. One and two and three and four and 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 one and two and three and four and... Again, a lot of combinations that you can use. A lot of ways that you can make this more interesting, have fun with it. Okay? So, this time out, I'm going to try using this combination of strumming and cross-picking in all three measures of G before getting to the D. We'll see how that goes. So, one and two and three, and I wish I was in London. Some other seaport town, I'd set my foot on a steamship and sail the ocean round, sailing on the ocean, sailing on the sea. Think of I hope I didn't throw you off by that little glitch I stuck in there. Didn't mean to. Again, it's one of those things. You get going into it, and all of a sudden, it's like, whoa. But as long as you kept the rhythm going, it should be fine. All right? Probably sick of me saying that, but it's true. It's the most important thing you can be doing, is keeping the rhythm going. Okay. So, now, let us try mixing and matching. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go, we've got three measures of G to start with, and then we're going to go to three measures of D. So for my first measure of G, I'm going to do straight strumming. My second measure of G, I'm going to go straight cross picking. My third measure of G, I'm going to do half and half, two beats of strumming, two beats of cross picking. Good luck, huh? Let's just try that G and see what happens. So one and two and three and four and strum. Two and three. Cross pick. Strum. Cross pick. D. Not too bad. Let's do that again. One and two and three. All strum. Strum. Two. Four, cross pick. Strum, cross pick. D, strum. All right. Now, when we get to D, we're going to do the same thing. We're going to do one measure of strumming, one measure of cross picking, one measure of half and half. We get to C. Dealer's choice. Do whatever you want to do. We've only got one measure on it. I'm going to strum just in order just not to bail on the one string, and then I'm going to go and get to the G finally for the end of that. I'm going to do half and half. Okay? So, going to go G, strum, cross pick, half. D, strum, cross pick, half. C, strum, G, half. strumming and cross-picking. I hope that makes sense. And I hope that I don't forget it by the time I get to the C and G. Let's try that again. So one and two and G, all strumming. One, two, and three, and cross-pick. One and two and three, and half and half. D, strumming. D, cross-picking. Half and half. C, strum. G, half and half. Wasn't too bad. Let's do that all again. One, two, three. I wish I was in London. Some lovely seaport town. I'd set my foot on a steamship and sail the ocean round. Strumming. Sailing on the cross-pick ocean. Half and half. Sailing on the strum. Cross-pick. Half and half. C strum. G half. How'd you do? I hope the singing didn't confuse you. I also hope the singing didn't just totally send you running and screaming out of the room. So, again, you see, the idea is to be able to mix and match at your will. And then we take this and we add it to some of the things that we were already doing before with the adding of the hammerings and bass notes or doing descending C to G bass line. Lots of decisions to make, but the object is that they become subconscious decisions, not self-conscious decisions, subconscious decisions. That, you know, your hand has decided, yeah, I haven't tried this for a while, so let me give that a try and see what happens. More times than not, again, people are going to be asking you, how do you do that? And you're going to be at a loss because it's going to just be so natural. You won't be thinking about what you're doing. It will just happen. I know that this sounds like voodoo, and you're probably sick of me saying this too, but it just becomes a matter of you getting comfortable enough with switching gears that you don't think about it. You're comfortable enough doing your strumming. You're comfortable enough doing your cross-picking. You're comfortable enough doing little fills to make your life easier. Okay? Now, speaking of the little fills, let's try a couple. What I'd like to do is concentrate this time out on going from G to D, okay? That's where we come in the line, some other seaport town. Do-do-do-do-do-do. So what I want to try this time is walking an ascending bass line, walking up. It's going to be just like going from G to C, like on You're My Sunshine. You make me happy. You know, G, A, B, C. But instead of landing on C, we want to land on D. So we're going to go G, A, B, D. Okay. Now, slowly, that's G. That's our third fret of the low E string. A is the open A string. B is the first fret. I'm sorry, the second fret of the A string. And then the open D string is D. So, just using a basic strumming thing to show our way, we're going to go, I wish I was in London, some other seaport town. Okay. Now, so I've got my G in the bass, then the rest of the chord for the down, up, two, and now on three is the open A string. Four is the B note, second fret of the A string, and then one is our open D string to get us to that D note. Okay? Let's try that again slowly. One, two, three. I wish I was in London. Here we go. G chord, A, B, D. One more time. One, two, three. I wish I was in London, some other seaport town. Nice. Okay. Now, let's try approaching it from the other side. I'm coming to the D from some higher notes. So what I want to do is I'm going to go with the thing that we've been doing, our 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay. Now, on that last 3, 4, okay, I've got 1, 2, and... Now, I'm going to go and put my index finger on the C note, which is on the first fret of the B string. Take that off. So it's 3 and. Okay, so we've got 1, 2 and, 3 and. For 4, I'm going to hammer on the open G string to the second fret. That's 3, that's 4. Then I'm going to take it off again, hit the open G string for and. Okay, so there all together it's going to be 1, 2, and 3, and 4, and. Let's try that all again. We'll get our G chord, bass, 1, chord for 2, and. 3 is the C notes, B string first fret, open B string, and 4, hammer on. And then off, and then the D is the next one. So let's try this all very slowly. 1, and 2, and 3, and 4, and 1, and 2, and 3, and 4, and 1, and 2, and 3, and 4, and... Let's try that again. 1, and 2, and 3, and 4, and 1, and 2, and 3, and 4, and. All right. So, I'm going to go 3 measures of G. On the 3rd measure of G, we're going to do this little fill and land on D. So, 1, 2, and 3, and 4. I wish I was in London. There's a 2nd measure. Now the 3rd. Some other seaport town. Right, let's do that again. 1, 2, 3. I wish I was in London. Some other seaport town. Okay. Now, since we have to go through this chord progression twice, the first time through, we're going from G to D. Then we hang on the D, we go back to C and G, and then when we go to D again, we'll do our... Okay, let's see how that works. 1, 2, 3. I wish I was in London. Here we go, up. Seaport town. Set my foot on a steamship and sail the ocean round. Sailing on the ocean, sailing on the sea. Think of handsome Molly. Comfortable with these riffs, then the next thing will be, obviously, add them in to your combination of strumming and cross-picking. And when you're doing that, then you also want to go back and add some of the things that we were working on last time. The object is, again, you've got 4 verses in the song. Actually, you could have 5 or 6, depending on how you're doing it. Plus, you know, there's instrumental things that you can have. Take an instrumental verse. So you want to be able to switch from one to the other and not really worry about it, no matter what's happening. So have fun with this. Mix and match. And we will see you next time out. 2 weeks, okay? Bye.